T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. And after a 3-week holiday break, we bring you the 12th week of Connecticut Business Now, our Wednesday morning interview with our partner and Big CT Biz founder Kathleen Crispino and her validated Connecticut business owner guests, chosen from over 375 CT business and nonprofits that have registered under the Business Innovation Gateway Big CT Biz platform, and this segment sponsored by the Superior Network of Companies.
And if you're a new listener, the Business Innovation Gateway is a grassroots initiative to solve some of our state's toughest issues, and you know there are some, by uniting all of Connecticut's business, nonprofit, local, state leaders, on a single free technology. It's a free technology solutions platform that's working to give you a year-round voice, a weekly vote, and a 100% free listing in the 2020 CT First directory.
And we welcome back our partner and founder of the Business Innovation Gateway of Connecticut, Kathleen Crispino. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Connecticut. I'm excited to be back with Lisa Onofre, a second-generation business owner of Close Harbor Seafood in Southington, Connecticut.
All right, Lisa, this is a lot of pressure because you're our first guest of this year of 2020. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. So Kathleen, well, let's go back to you for just a minute. What made you choose Lisa as our featured guest of 2020?
Lisa and Close Harbor Seafood, right? They represent a vast number of small, local, multi-generational owned businesses that I've been meeting throughout Connecticut.
Right, right.
They love Connecticut and are being the hardest hit by a variety of issues that make doing business in Connecticut really real struggle.
All right, so Lisa, tell us about Close Harbor Seafood. I think you're second generation, aren't you?
I'm second generation.
Okay,
yes, thank
well, tell
you.
Us about it.
Well, Close Harbor Seafood was originally owned by my dad and his wife. They've been around for over 40 years. It started as a small fish market. My dad would go back and forth to Maine and pick up lobsters,
oh, wow.
And he would sell them. He actually started selling them in a truck originally. And then they opened a fish market in Cheshire and then in Southington and consolidated to Southington. And he became one of the biggest wholesalers of lobster and fish.
Get out of here.
In Southington and, yeah, in central Connecticut. And he was selling to grocery stores and all sorts of things. Over the years, the business has changed, and now we're a restaurant, market, we've got it all going on.
How long have you been the owner?
For my brother and I bought it from my dad about 4 years ago after
okay.
a fire. My brother and I have been there for 4 years now.
How has the industry changed from you were little Lisa watching dad run the shop to now?
Oh, gosh, that's a lot of years.
You got an hour?
Well, it's not yeah, that many. Come on, it's not that many years.
It's a lot of years. So, you know what? Before, it was a little bit different. It was I don't know, more of a fish market. It was a little bit, I don't know. That's a difficult question.
I get
sure.
one
there's
off a
so
year,
many, yeah,
so I'm glad I got it off to you.
So many different aspects to that. And the business has changed. So now we're a restaurant. We have a full bar. We have all sorts of things.
That seems like that would be the biggest change.
We do catering, yeah.
And the bar part of it.
Yeah, great catering.
Right. If I were to come in. Okay, and where are you, by the way, in Southington?
We're actually in Plantsville. So
okay,
we're right
okay,
on Meriden Waterbury Turnpike in Plantsville.
Okay, yep. So if I were to come in and order, you know, how about fish and chips? What could I order? Everything?
Yep. Everything. You know, we have very, very fresh fish. It goes from the market to the restaurant so that we're able to turn it over. We
sure.
don't keep product in-house. But you can come in and you can get fried seafood, traditional, delicious.
Mm.
But we also have a fabulous chef, Dave DeBaez. He does just tremendous job with, you know, just, oh, he's so creative. There's new, innovative things on the menu.
Now, is your dad still involved?
My dad is there.
Okay,
yes,
he's
yes,
there.
He's always
he's
there.
How beneficial is it, though, that the wholesalers, the people you deal with, know you through your dad,
oh, absolutely.
And it helps the connection stay as strong as it
absolutely.
Was.
Absolutely. Those connections that he's made over the years, have they come through in a pinch, always come through in a pinch.
Oh,
and
I bet.
He's a people person.
Yeah.
He's always there. He's greeting people who the knowledge that he has and can help us out over the holidays. And, you know, you need something, there's a shortage in something. You know, this year we had a shortage in smelts, but he knew who to call and how to get something. Yeah, well, you know, it was crazy.
I have a shortage in smelts.
I know.
That's like having a shortage in a Snapper or something.
Every year, every year it's something. It's something.
Yeah, exactly. There was one they couldn't get for a while. Was it sole? I can't remember.
Filet of sole can be difficult.
That was really tough to get.
All right, so if we come on a weekday, I come for lunch and you want to treat me, what are you going to give me?
Week we have a special. It's lobster grilled cheese.
So hey, that actually sounds
good. It's a wonderful lunch, right?
And a fully stocked bar?
And a fully stocked bar.
We're there.
We're
there. It's a deal.
We're there. Yep. I want to talk a minute about Big CT. Because, you know, the fact is you have roots that now go back quite a ways into Connecticut. And as you mentioned, you'd like to stay. But so why did you join Big CT? So you can stay?
We can stay and we have a voice and we're able to find out information about what's going on in the state. It's important for us as business owners. We can't afford to leave our business. I can't afford to leave my business. I'm there day in, day out.
Right.
I don't have time to find out what's going on Capitol Hill. I don't have time. So to have a group that's to come together,
right,
that's going to help me find out what's going to affect my business is invaluable.
How have state laws affected how you do your business?
It's so difficult in this state. Just the littlest things, the bag tax, like people that they had, the minimum wage increasing over time, all of these things are just, they're just slowly eating away at what we're able to do. And if our longevity there, you question whether you're going to be able to afford to stay.
And it just starts with the minimum wage. I mean, what are you paying waste servers now?
Well, the server is a funny thing because they have a tip credit. But where the expense comes in a restaurant is in the back of the house or your hostesses. You know, your first line of defense is just to have someone there to greet your guests as it comes in.
In a nice way and make them feel welcome.
Exactly. And it's such an important piece. But to pay someone $15 to say hello to someone as they walk in can be, that's going to be devastating.
Well,
how do I do that?
Exactly.
How do I do that? And then my skilled employees that went to school to become chefs, then what happens to their pay? Like, I just have to increase across the board.
How many people do you employ?
About 30, 35.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good size.
Yep.
Are you open 7 days a week? What are the hours?
We're open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday.
Okay.
How come everybody closes on Monday?
It's a dead day.
Do they? That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's what
I mean.
We always joke we can't get good pizza on our day off.
That's right.
Right?
Hey, Kathleen, how does one sign up for this Big CT? We're talking about the directory. We're talking about, you know, basically kind of a group voice.
Yeah, Ray, we get online, bigct.biz, and register. Make sure your business and your nonprofit can be found, Connecticut First Directory. We are scheduled to be live in the fourth quarter 2020, but we're building the database to upload. And everybody out there, it's not just the business owners listening, all you employees out there, make sure your bosses know about this, because this is a voice and a vote, a weekly vote, to be able to talk about the issues that are hurting our businesses.
All right. Go sign up. Do it. Join Lisa and a bunch of other fine merchants, many of whom you've met.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk to somebody else next week.
Yeah, Lisa, thanks for coming in. It was great. Good luck with the restaurant. We'll be there.
Excellent.
Just make
Thank
sure you're stocked in Tito's. That's all I ask.
We
Kathleen, always
have Tito's.
Hey, Kathleen, always good to see you.
Oh, great. We'll see you again
see
next
you guys
week.
Later.
All right. That wraps up another great segment of CT Business Now. We, of course, thank Kathleen and Lisa for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Wednesday morning at 8:20 for the next segment of Connecticut Business Now. And in the meantime, make sure your favorite businesses are in the 2020 directory. Tell them to register at bigct.biz.register. And if you miss any of our weekly segments, although I have no idea why you would, just go to WTIC.com/biz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.